we weren't living paycheck to paycheck. So, no, I don't recall it being devastating for us. It was more we just didn't go to work.
In those days, people didn't have cell phones. Nobody had laptops that you could access federal computer systems.
No.
So it really was a shutdown, right?
We were on vacation, essentially. It was a shutdown. We weren't in occupations where the public felt our loss, such as, you know, I guess they couldn't, some people, you couldn't visit the Washington Monument or something, as I recall. And, of course, the tourists were angry at that. So a lot of the American people, the customers, if you will, I do recall being reading about were very upset. And, of course, it all devolved to Clinton's political benefit and not the Republican Congress at the time. So that's what I remember. I remember the politics of it pretty well. But as far as devastating to federal employees, of course, a lot of my friends were federal employees, naturally. There was no sense of anger that I recalled or, you know, oh, my God, how am I going to survive? It wasn't a traumatic experience. It does have an effect on the consumers where they interact with the government. And there was a lot of bad press or complaints from the consuming public about the shutdown. That I remember very clearly. And that's what, if you're going to shut down the government, that's who you're hurting most, are the people who rely on those government services.
So your basic recollection was not really a hardship as an employee, and eventually you got your pay.
Yeah. It was a game of chicken between Bill Clinton, President Clinton, and the Republican Congress. Well, we've got the same dynamic going on now as we did then, and it's a game of political chicken who blinks first.